WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, Driftless Area LLC, Simpson's Tractor, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Center Pharmacy, ET Foods, Turbos, Care and Rehab of Boscobel, J&J Recycling Salvage, Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Richards Insurance, D&T Pump and Well Service, House on the Rock, and Southwest Technical College. And now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
It's currently an overcast 18 degrees in Richland Center at 1201. A wind chill advisory will be in effect from midnight tonight until 12 o'clock p.m. on Sunday. Today's forecast calls for cloudy, breezy, and chilly with occasional light snow and flurries. An additional one inch of accumulation is possible, with highs only reaching around our current temperature of 18 degrees. For tonight, breezy and bitter cold with light snow showers early. Wind chills plunging to around 25 degrees below zero, and lows dropping to around 6 degrees below zero. For Sunday, partly sunny, breezy, and still very bitter cold. Wind chills of 15 to 20 below zero during the day, highs only reaching a temperature about 1 degree above zero. For Sunday night, unbearably cold weathers continue under partly cloudy skies, with wind chills of 25 to 30 below overnight, temperatures dropping to around 13 degrees below zero. For Monday, bitterly cold conditions will continue with partly cloudy skies, wind chills of 15 to 25 below zero during the day, falling to 30 to 35 below zero at night, high temperatures only reaching around 2 degrees above zero. For our storm total so far, we received about 10 inches of snow yesterday, another half an inch and a half from this morning. So our storm total so far is about 11.5 inches. In a look at business closings and cancellations for today, Simple Elegance will be closed until Tuesday. The Brewer Public Library will not open today. Along with Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe will be closed for today. ET Foods has closed up for today as well. The Family Thrift Shop in Richland Center will not open its doors today. Creative Outlet has also closed. Community First Bake branches are closed for today, along with Robin's Nest. The Town of Richwood Recycling and Dump will be closed for today. The Richland Center Landfill will be closed both today and on Monday. Waterstown Recycling Center will be closed today. The Bloom City Recycling Center has also closed. The Richland Center Youth Girls Basketball has been canceled for today. And St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Avoca will not hold its 7 o'clock evening mass tonight. For a look at tomorrow's cancellations that we've received so far, First Lutheran Church in Lone Rock has canceled Sunday church services. Ash Creek Church will not hold its 9 o'clock Sunday morning service. St. Luke's Lutheran Church has canceled church services for Sunday. Five Points Lutheran Church will not hold its services on Sunday. All services at Basswood Church are canceled. The Blue River United Methodist Church 9 o'clock Sunday service and the Avoca United Methodist Church 10:30 service are both canceled for Sunday. And the Bible study will not be held until next Sunday, January 21st. And then our most recent cancellation, the United Church of Muscadet Presbyterians 9:30 service for Sunday is canceled. In a look at the latest snowmobile trail updates from the Richland County Snowmobile Alliance reports that the Richland County snowmobile trails are now open. However, trails remain closed from Richland Center to Muscadet, Blue River to Boaz, and from Boaz to Muscadet. The public is encouraged to stay off of Lee Lake in Cazenovia at this time, as the ice is currently considered unsafe. Also, there is no trail at the moment from Ithaca to the Sauk County line in Bear Valley. The Richland County Snowmobile Alliance hopes that this will open in the next couple of days. If you are willing to lend them a hand, please contact the Richland County Snowmobile Alliance. Please take it easy on the snowmobile trails as the ground is soft underneath. Reduced speeds and adhering to trail markings will help maintain good trail conditions. Again, in Richland Center, after about 11.5 inches of snow between yesterday and this morning, we're currently at an overcast 18 degrees.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service and delicious food. Experience the ever-popular hash burger, savor the amazing Friday night fish fry, and mouth-watering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll have a new favorite for food, friends, and fun. Turbo's in Hub City.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. Duncan Hines Wilderness More Fruit Cherry Pie Filling, sale price $2 for $6. Libby's Easy Pumpkin Pie Mix, $2 for $5. Bird's Eye Mixed Vegetables, 16 ounces, 75 cents. Breakbush Golden Spice Fully Cooked Chicken Breast and Tenders, $4 a pound. Jimmy Dean Sage Pork Sausage Rolls, $2.99 each or $2 for $5. Amy's Organic Low Sodium Tomato Bisque, $2.50 each. Shop at ET Foods where your food dollar goes a little farther. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sundays, 8 to 4, close Mondays and holidays.
Do you want the very best care for your loved ones? U.S. News and World Report list Schmidt Woodland Hills as one of America's best nursing homes. They rated us as high performing for both our overall rating and our rating for short-term stays. This is their highest rating. Schmidt offers the appropriate caregiver to resident ratio to provide the quality care your loved one deserves. Highly trained registered nurses and certified nursing assistants are available 24/7. These compassionate caregivers, coupled with our state-of-the-art community, provide the very best environment for your loved ones. Isn't it reassuring to know that a continuum of care is available right here in Richland Center? Schmidt Woodland Hills offers in-home services, independent apartments, assisted living, and a 50-bed skilled nursing facility. This continuum of care ensures that the right services are available at just the right time, all under one roof, right here in your own community. Call us to arrange a tour, 647-8931.
J&J Recycling and Salvage in Boscobel has parts for your project vehicle with over 18 acres to explore. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers tire and e-waste recycling. Please call 375-5353 for pricing for disposing of your old TVs, computers, other electronics, and tires. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers competitive pricing on small metals, farm machinery, appliances, cars, and trucks. J&J Recycling and Salvage looks forward to seeing you and your junk. J&J Recycling Salvage in Boscobel, 375-5353.
Today is Saturday, January 13th. Good afternoon for WRCO News. I'm Caitlin O'Connell. Due to the snow accumulations, officials from the City of Richland Center announced that a snow removal emergency remains in effect until Sunday morning at 7 a.m. This snow removal emergency prohibits vehicles of any kind to be parked on any street or highway within the City of Richland Center between the hours of 10 p.m. and 7 a.m. while the snow emergency is in effect. Vehicles parked on any city street during these hours will be ticketed. The fine for a snow removal emergency violation is $25. In addition, vehicles in violation may be towed at the owner's expense. Overnight, off-street parking will be available in 5 city-owned municipal parking lots located downtown. The 5 municipal parking lots are as follows: parking lot south of the fire department, parking lot south of the city auditorium, parking lot north of Advanced Well Pump and Well, parking lot on South Jefferson Street east of Quick Trip, and the parking lot south of Toasty Toes and Nails. Overnight off-street parking will also be available at the Community Center parking lot, City Hall parking lot, and the parking lot on West Seminary Street near the Mill Pond Park. Vehicles need to be removed from these lots during the daytime to allow for normal use. A long weekend of ferocious winter weather is looming for the U.S. as a continuing wave of Arctic storms threatens to break low temperature records in the nation's heartland and spread cold and snow from coast to coast. It's casting a chill over everything ranging from football playoffs to presidential campaigns. As the three-day Martin Luther King Jr. Day holiday weekend begins today, the weather forecast for the U.S. was a crazy quilt of color-coded advisories. They range from an ice storm warning in Oregon to a blizzard warning in northern plains. High wind warnings in New Mexico and flood warnings in the mid-Atlantic. With the high snow totals and pending dangerously cold temperatures, our area HVAC professionals want to remind residents of safety tips to ensure furnaces and other equipment operate properly. Keep vents and meters clear of snow and ice. If you have natural gas appliances that vent outside of your home, keep the vent pipes outside clear. Make sure natural gas and electric meters are easily accessible and safe. Never shovel snow onto your meters or let excessive snow build up and cover them. Snow and ice should be removed from meters by hand or with a broom, as shovels and other tools can damage the equipment. When shoveling or snow blowing, make sure not to bury the meters with the moving snow, and remove icicles that may drip water onto the meters, as icy buildup can interfere with the flow of natural gas through the meter and into the house. The forecasted extreme cold conditions will likely cause furnaces and heating equipment to work harder than usual and struggle to keep up. Tips for keeping your home comfortable during extremely cold temperatures include taking programmable thermostats off setback mode and set to a permanent hold around 70 degrees Fahrenheit. Older or undersized units can struggle to reach and maintain ideal temperatures during extremely cold weather conditions. Check the furnace air filters. Dust, pet dander, and other particles will cause your HVAC system to work harder because of decreased airflow. Check all interior registers, air vents, and radiators to make sure they are clear of any obstructions or blockages. Keep furniture away to allow best air movement. A little preventative maintenance goes a long way to keep your HVAC systems operating during these challenging winter conditions. As the cold weather snap strikes this weekend, it's also important to make sure that your plumbing is able to withstand the frigid blast. Tips and tricks from local experts are to open cupboard doors underneath sinks, allowing heat from the house to warm up the pipes. Remember to unhook hoses from your outdoor water faucets or spigots, and make sure that valves near a water heater are in working condition in case you need to shut your water off. If you have an above-ground sewer or septic line, don't remove the snow around it and don't drive any vehicles over it. For those pulling out the snow blower, it's important to do safety checks before turning it on. Check your surroundings to make sure the snow thrower isn't pointing in the direction of any windows, people, or cars. Then, with this type of snow, it's common to get some snow stuck in the snow blower, so when attempting to unclog, make sure your hands are not near the propeller. Shut down the snow blower and use a stick to unjam it. And always wear shoes with traction so you don't slip in the snow. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation advises drivers to know before you go with 511 Wisconsin. Travelers can monitor winter road conditions at 511wi.gov or via the 511 Wisconsin mobile app and view live videos from traffic cameras along the route. Bitter cold temperatures and wind chills will arrive on Sunday throughout the state and will last through the next week. Drivers are reminded to keep an emergency kit in their vehicle and alert others about their route and expected travel time. A well-maintained vehicle is always important, but especially during harsh winter conditions. If traveling in the coming days, drivers should keep the fuel tank at least half full. This will help prevent fuel lines from freezing and provide extra fuel if stranded, and ensure that the battery, antifreeze, and cooling system are in good condition. Snowplow drivers work long hours to clear nearly 115,000 miles of roads across Wisconsin, so it's important for everyone to give them the space to get the job done. When approaching a snowplow that's clearing ice or snow or laying salt or sand, state law requires drivers to stay at least 200 feet back on a highway with a speed limit of 35 miles per hour and 75 feet back on a road with slower speed limits. Road conditions ahead of plows are likely worse, so drivers should use extra caution if passing a snowplow. Plow drivers have limited visibility, and the vehicles often create a cloud of snow that can obscure visibility for all. Winter driving tips include clear snow and ice from vehicles before traveling. Snow means slow. Allow extra travel time following distance and reduce your speed during winter conditions. Be cautious of bridges, overpasses, and entrance and exit ramps. Don't be overconfident in four-wheel or all-wheel drive vehicles. All vehicles require additional time and distance to stop and advert in adverse conditions. Avoid using cruise control in winter driving. Buckle up and put your phone down while driving every trip, every time. Move over or slow down for stopped emergency vehicles. And in case of a crash or slide-off, stay in the vehicle, turn on the hazards, call 911, and move the vehicles out of traffic if possible. WRCO News Time is currently 12:15.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong. Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Winter is the time to have your coolant checked, radiator flushed, get a tune-up, or put on a new set of tires. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance in Richland Center is ready to help you have a safe vehicle to tackle this Wisconsin winter. They also thank all of their loyal customers for your patronage. Stop soon at 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center, or give them a call at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses Lyme vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
The Grant County 4-H Family Project Day provides school-aged youth, 5K and older, with an opportunity to make items as they explore 4-H projects. At each session, participants will have an opportunity to make a project that they can take home. 4-H Family Project Day will give participants the opportunity to learn new skills, work with others, and have fun. There are 10 different project options encompassing a variety of areas, including woodworking, recycling, arts and crafts, and more. 4-H Family Project Day will be at the Youth and Agriculture Center on the Grant County Fairgrounds on Saturday, February 10th, from 9:15 till noon. You do not need to be in 4-H to attend. The Family Project Day is free of charge thanks to the support from sponsors, participating 4-H clubs, and the Grant County 4-H Leaders Association. Pre-registration is required. Forms are available online at grant.extension.wisc.edu. Forms may be filled out online and emailed to jenny.dixon@wisc.edu, dropped off or mailed to Grant County Extension Office at 916 East Elm Street, Suite A, Lancaster, Wisconsin, 53813, or by calling 608-723-2125. The registration form is due to the Grant County Extension Office by February 1st. Registration will be limited to 135 entries or by February 1st, whichever happens first. Each pre-registered youth will receive a free grab bag, including information and a snack after the 4th. Stay tuned. Today's vital statistics are next.
The House on the Rock attraction team building continues into spring and summer. Part-time up to 40 hours per week, students to retirees, daytime hours, something for everyone. Call 608-935-3639 or visit thehouseontherock.com for more information. For a rewarding job that offers a great place to work, call 608-935-3639.
It's the season for savings from Simpson's Tractor, your new Holland dealer in Richland Center. Now through June 30th, get special offers, hay tools and spreaders, tractors of all sizes, from subcompacts to utility to high horsepower tractors, and commercial utility equipment, including skid steer loaders, loader backhoes, and compact excavators. Get all the details today at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Ready to keep you on track this season with excellent parts and service.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Today is Saturday, January 13th. Donald O. Don Emler, 76 of Platteville, died on Tuesday. Memorial services will be held today at 3 o'clock at the Westview Methodist Church in Platteville. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. Friends may call at the Westview Methodist Church today from 1 until the time of the service at 3. The Melby Funeral Home and Crematory in Platteville is serving the family. Don Emler is survived by his wife, Diane, two children, Darren Emler and Tani Richardson, and Darcy and Joshua Vanderpool, 9 grandchildren, 2 great-grandchildren, 1 brother, William and Mary Emler, a sister, Deb Duva, sister-in-law, Karen Emler, father-in-law, Robert Gillespie, and many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Donald O. Don Emler, 76, of Platteville. Scott A. Rosenthal, 65, of Lone Rock, died unexpectedly on December 22nd at the UW Health University Hospital in Madison. A memorial service will be held on Monday at 11 o'clock at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green. Friends may call at the funeral home on Monday from 10 until the time of the service at 11. Survivors of Scott Rosenthal include his wife Yvonne, 3 daughters, Aaron and Stephen Disted of Poinette, Katie and Corey Jacobson of Campbellsport, and Robin and Jason Chapman of Partyville. 6 grandchildren, his mother and father-in-law, Earl and Alice Schultz of Hartford, 2 brothers-in-law, Jerry Schultz of Fort Myers, Florida, and Mark and Terry Schultz of Cape Coral, Florida, sister-in-law, Sandy and Peter Milfred of Juneau, special cousin, Pat and Bruce Rosenthal, 2 aunts and uncle, cousins, other relatives, and friends. Scott A. Rosenthal, 65, of Lone Rock. Janine Marie Young, 64, of Richland Center, died Wednesday at home. A celebration of life will be held at a later date in Spring Green. Memorials may be directed to a Grace Hospice Care. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. Janine Young is survived by a daughter, Leah Spellman and Abu Rose of St. Paul, Minnesota, 3 siblings, Shannon and Jeff Bronley of Boscobel, Bruce and June Young of Blue River, and Leanne Bender Laufenberg and Ronnie Opie Hasberg of Muscadet. Aunts, uncles, nieces, nephews, great-nieces, great-nephews, and many other relatives and friends. Janine Marie Young, 64, of Richland Center. Frederick E. Fred Waltz, 76, of Boscobel, died Monday at home after a short battle with cancer. A celebration of life will be held on Saturday, January 20th at 1 o'clock at St. John's Lutheran Church in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Boscobel Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at St. John's Lutheran Church in Boscobel on Saturday, January 20th from 10 until the time of the service at 1. Military honors will be accorded by the Blake Semrad American Legion Post No. 134 and the Gilbertson-Pitzer Radley VFW Post No. 10393, both of Boscobel. In lieu of flowers, memorial contributions can be made to the Boscobel Cemetery Association, the Wisconsin River Trail Organization, the Boscobel Community Foundation, and the American Legion Blake Semrad Post No. 134. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family. Fred Waltz is survived by two children, Wendy S. and Dennis Butler, and Wade K. and Jesse Waltz. Four grandchildren, one great-grandchildren, five siblings, Sandy Scallon, Pete and Steve Updike, Tom A. and Pam Waltz, Nancy and Mike Devlin, and Michelle and Rich Bender. Sister-in-law, Sally Waltz and Steve Fritz, along with numerous nieces, nephews, and cousins, his significant other, Kathy Wallen, and Kathy's three children, one son, 10 grandchildren, and 8 great-grandchildren. Frederick E. Fred Waltz, 76, of Boscobel.
Choosing an insurance policy can be stressful, so don't choose a policy, choose a partner. Richards Insurance Agency and Rockford Mutual Insurance will guide you through the process of selecting the coverage that is right for you. We hope you never need to file a claim, but if you do, rest assured you will be well taken care of. For all your farm and business insurance needs, contact Richards Insurance Agency at 585-2137. Rockford Mutual Insurance, helping individuals and families during their time of need for nearly 125 years.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. As seasons in our lives change, so do our final wishes and plans of how we intend to financially support our final wishes. We at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service are here to assist you in reviewing your current life insurance policies and to assist you in protecting your life insurance policies to fulfill your final wishes. If you do not currently have a written or financial plan in place, we will be glad to assist you in setting up a guaranteed financial plan to fulfill your final wishes, whatever they may be.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
Congratulations to area couples celebrating wedding anniversaries today, John and Joyce Tennant. Best wishes from your friends at Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
Good Saturday to you. I'm meteorologist Alex Winter for WRCO. Cloudy skies and breezy winds continue through the rest of today with occasional light snow showers tapering to flurries. High temperatures reached 18 degrees with northwest winds at 15 to 20 miles per hour. Some gusts as high as 30 miles per hour may be seen through this afternoon, and then we'll see some bitterly cold temperatures start to move in by tonight. A wind chill advisory goes into effect at midnight tonight, lasting through noon on Sunday for wind chills as low as 25 degrees below zero. We'll see temperatures plummet to 6 degrees below with northwest winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour tonight. Any lingering flurries will be coming to an end overnight tonight. Drier conditions but cold for Sunday. Partly sunny, highs only near 1 degree above zero with northwest to west winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. This will lead to wind chills between 15 and 20 degrees below zero throughout the day on Sunday, and then unbearably cold temperatures move in on Sunday night under partly cloudy skies. Lows fall to 13 degrees below zero. West winds at 7 to 15 miles per hour will allow for wind chills to fall to 25 to 30 degrees below on Sunday night. So we do expect another wind chill advisory to be in effect for Sunday night and into Monday. This could linger as late as Monday night and into Tuesday, as well as some of the coldest air of the season comes in on Monday. Highs only near 2 degrees above zero during the day with wind chills between 15 and 25 degrees below zero. We'll see temperatures dip to a low of 15 degrees below on Monday night. This will lead to wind chills between 30 and 35 degrees below zero. So some dangerously cold temperatures as we go through Monday and Monday night. Tuesday, partly cloudy, highs near 1 degree above zero. Still a good chance we see some wind chill advisories into Tuesday night with lows falling to 12 degrees below. A bit warmer for Wednesday, highs climbing to 14. Look for a small chance for light snow by Wednesday night. Lows fall to 5 degrees below zero. Partly sunny for Thursday, some lingering light snow showers possible. Highs near 13 degrees. We'll see lows Thursday night fall to 6 below and then still staying well below normal on Friday. Highs only near 10 degrees. I'm meteorologist Alex Winter.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community, where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's currently an overcast 18 degrees in Richland Center. We have a wind speed about 10 to 15 miles per hour out of the west, barometer reading of 29.72, and so far from this morning, we received about 1.5 inches of snow. Yesterday's high reached 31 degrees, and we received about 10 inches of snow here at the WRCO radio studio station. So that comes our storm total so far between yesterday and today at 11.5 inches. We had a record high in 1961 of 52 degrees, record low in 1916 of 22 degrees below zero. Last year's high reached 30 with a low of 24. Our morning's low so far was only 17 degrees. We had a sunset scheduled for tonight at 4:49 and rise tomorrow at 7:32. Again in Richland Center, we're currently at a steady 18 degrees under cloudy skies. And a look at our business closings for today. Simple Elegance will be closed today until Tuesday. The Brewer Public Library is closed, along with Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, ET Foods, the Family Thrift Shop in Richland Center, Creative Outlet, Community First Bank Branches, Robin's Nest, the Town of Richwood Recycling and Dump, the Town of Richland Center Landfill, which is closed today and again on Monday. The Waterstown Recycling Center is closed for today, along with the Bloom City Recycling Center. And the Richland Center Youth Girls Basketball has been canceled for today, along with St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Avoca, which has canceled at 7 o'clock evening mass. And a look at cancellations for tomorrow on Sunday. First Lutheran Church in Lone Rock has canceled its Sunday service, along with Ash Creek United Methodist Church. St. Luke's Lutheran Church has canceled its Sunday service, and so has Five Points Lutheran Church. All services at the Basswood Church have been canceled for Sunday. The Blue River United Methodist Church and the Avoca United Methodist Church have both canceled services for Sunday. The Bible study will not begin until next Sunday, January 21st. United Church of Muscadet Presbyterian has canceled its 9:30 service for Sunday. And a couple of our more recent cancellations, the Lafarge United Methodist Church, the Dell United Methodist Church, and Faith United Methodist Churches have all canceled their Sunday services, along with Boaz United Methodist Church will also not have any services on Sunday. Again, Richland Center, after 11.5 inches between yesterday and today of snow, we're currently at an overcast 18 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide. Saturdays sound super when Saturdays are with Simo. Welcome to Saturdays with Simo on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. Saturdays with Simo is a musical journey spanning the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Songs that rekindle memories, songs that make you want to dance, and songs that make you want to sing along with Chris Simonson on Saturdays with Simo. Saturdays with Simo on WRCO-FM is sponsored today by Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Summit Ridge Supper Club, Pine Valley Community Village, Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, and WP Dental.
Just one voice. singing in the darkness. All it takes is one voice, singing so they hear what's on your mind. And when you look around, you'll find there's more than one voice, singing in the darkness, joining with your one voice. Each and every note, another octave, hands are joined and fears unlocked. If only
Saturday afternoon, everyone. Great to have you here. That, of course, was Barry Manilow with his own One Voice from 1979. Hope everybody's having a good day so far. Kicking things off on our Retro Saturdays here on Saturdays with Simo. This is Sniffin' the Tears with Driver's Seat.
driver's seat.
Sly and the Family Stone, we have Dance to the Music. Here's some Johnny Rivers singing about the seventh son.
Everybody talking about the seventh son, in the whole round world there is only one, and I'm the one. I'm the one, the one they call the seventh son. I can tell your future, it will come to pass. I can do things to you, make your heart feel glad. Look in the sky,
predict the rain. Tell when a woman's got another man. I'm the one. Oh, I'm the one. I'm the one. I'm the one. The one to call the seventh son. I can talk these words that will sound so sweet. They will even make your little heart skip a beat. Heal a sick, raise the dead, make the little girls talk out of their heads. I'm the one. Oh, I'm the one. I'm the one, I'm the one. The one to call the seventh son. Skip a beat, heal a sick, raise the dead, and make the little girls talk out of their heads. I'm the one. Oh, I'm the one. I'm the one, I'm the one. The one to call the seventh son. Son. I'm the one, I'm the one they call the seventh son.
Johnny Rivers with The Seventh Son. Yep, nice way to start out our Saturday afternoon, I think. So, I want to take this opportunity to thank the sponsors of the show, sponsors of Saturdays with Simul. Those would include the Goplin Insurance Agency, Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Summit Ridge Supper Club, Pine Valley Community Village, Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, and WP Dental. Thank you very much to each of those organizations for sponsoring my program this afternoon. So we're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to have a little bit of the Clovers singing Devil or Angel. Maybe they're talking about cakes, you know, devil's food, angel food. Yeah. We'll find out.
Hi, this is Julie. Stop in at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers and enjoy some great savings on Christmas decor at 50% off and winter decor at 30% off. Some exclusions apply. At Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center. Call 383-1616.
Are you ready for some place that's a little different from the usual, where you can enjoy casual fine dining and really relax? Then try Summit Ridge Supper Club, Highway 58, between Laval and Mauston. Featuring a beautiful country surrounding, a cozy fireplace, and the warmest hospitality. Tonight's special at Summit Ridge is hand-cut prime rib with twice-baked potatoes and an amazing salad bar. And don't miss the broasted chicken and dumpling special Wednesdays. Make it a dinner to remember at Summit Ridge Supper Club, Highway 58 between Laval and Mauston.
Are you ready for a dramatically improved experience with your next crown? WP Dental is excited to offer same-day dental restorations. As one of the first in the area to use this advanced technology, at WP Dental, you can have the same-day crowns with no plastic temporaries and no gooey impressions. Find out if same-day restoration is right for you. Call 647-3993 or visit WP Dental, 100 North Church Street, Richland Center.
Schmidt Woodland Hills is the only facility in Richland County to offer a full continuum of care. Our campus is designed to allow you to age in place without moving to a new facility when care requirements change. For those who require additional help, we offer a complete in-house therapy department capable of meeting your needs for physical, occupational, or speech therapy. As a part of the continuum, Schmidt Woodland Hills offers in-home services through our house calls division. We have 35 independent retirement apartments, 30 assisted living units, and a 50-bed skilled nursing facility. The skilled nursing facility earned the highest possible 5-star rating for the past 3 years. This continuum of care ensures that the right services are available at just the right time, all under one roof, right here in your own community. Isn't it reassuring to know that a continuum of care is available right here in Richland Center? Call Schmidt Woodland Hills at 647-8931 to schedule a visit or to obtain more information.
We bring the 50s, 60s, and 70s back to life every Saturday on Saturdays with Simo. And your host, Chris Simonson, on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center.
Clovers with Devil or Angel. Here are the Cadets with a tune called Stranded in the Jungle.
I crashed into the jungle while I was trying to keep a date with my little girl who was back in the States. I was stranded in the jungle, afraid and alone, trying to figure a way to get a message back home. But I was out of know that the wreckage of my plane had been picked up and spotted in my girl in Lover's Lane. And meanwhile, back in the States.
Baby, baby.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle. The boys in the jungle had me on the run when something heavy hit me like an atomic bomb. When I woke up and my head started to clear,
I had a strange feeling I was with cooking gear. I smelled something cooking and I looked to see. That's when I found out they was cooking me.
Great cooking booger, let me out of here.
And meanwhile, back in the States. Meanwhile, back in the jungle. I jumped out the pot and I finally got away, frantic and worried about what my baby would say. So I jumped in the ocean and started to swim, for my chance of survival was getting mighty slim. So I thumbed down a whale who was in my way, and I reached the States in about a half a day. When I got to Lover's Lane, I was almost dead, but my soul was gone, and here's what I said.